Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to be looking at suppleness within the scales of training. Suppleness is the second of the training scales, and as such it will always be one of the earliest focuses when training a young horse. Now, once you've achieved a fair degree of rhythm in all the horse's paces, which is the first scale, you can then start to work on suppleness. But like everything else in the training scales, no single scale can be worked on in isolation from the others. And you will find that as you work on suppleness, your horse's rhythm will continue to improve and a reasonable contact becomes more possible. So what exactly is suppleness? So the British Dressage Rulebook uses the following definition. So the aim is that the horse's muscles have tone and are free from resistance. His joints are loose and he does not tighten against the rider's aids. The muscles that are really important are those over the top line, from the hind legs, over the quarters, loins, in front of the wither and up to the poll. The test of whether a horse is supple and working through the back and the neck is that when the contact is eased, such as in the free walk on a long rein, the horse wants to stretch forward and down and not try to hollow and lift his head. So from this definition, you can see that it focuses largely on longitudinal suppleness, which is suppleness over the top line, whereas riders often think solely in terms of lateral suppleness, which is basically the ability to bend equally on both sides and to conform to the arc of circles and turns. But in practice, these two things are linked. So when you work on lateral suppleness, it will also improve your horse's longitudinal suppleness and vice versa. So the FEI definition of suppleness is probably a little bit more inclusive, and they use the word pliability. So what they mean by this is the ability to smoothly adjust the carriage and the position without impairment of the flow of movement and balance. So overall, suppleness must be a central theme throughout schooling and should be constantly checked and reinforced at all stages. Only if a horse is physically and mentally free from tension and constraint can he work with true suppleness and use himself fully. The mental aspect of suppleness should never be ignored. So here are some positive indications of suppleness. So you want to see a relaxed and happy expression. The horse should have elasticity in his steps. He should have a quiet mouth that gently chews the bit to form an elastic contact. He should have a swinging back and a gently raised and swinging tail. He should have soft and rhythmical breathing, showing that he is physically and mentally relaxed. And when the reins are given, the horse should stretch smoothly forward and down to the bit without losing rhythm or balance. Now, on the flip side of the coin, lack of suppleness may be displayed as the following. So you may see tightness in the back. You may see a clamped or tightly swishing tail. There may be glitches in the rhythm. There might be lack of activity in the hind legs. The horse might have a tense and dry mouth. There may be crookedness. There may also be uneven bending of hind leg joints on the two sides. And there will be the lack of ability to conform to the arc of a curve on one or both sides. So to wrap this episode up, to be truly supple, your horse must be relaxed both physically and mentally, and the image you are seeking is that the horse is moving through his whole body, not just with his legs. So we want to see a body mover as opposed to a leg mover. So what would you grade yourself on your horse's suppleness? Does he have good longitudinal suppleness, lateral suppleness, and mental suppleness? Let us know in the comments. Now, depending on how you're listening to this podcast, that can be in a comment on the bottom of the blog post, it can be in the comment on the bottom of the YouTube video, or you can hit us up on our other social media channels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.